At the request of Colombia, along with China and the Russian Federation, the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting Monday under the rubric Threats to International Peace and Security. It began with a message from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, delivered to the Council by Rosemary DiCarlo, UN Undersecretary General for Political and Peacebuilding Affairs.
I remain deeply concerned that rules of international law have not been respected with regard to the 3 January military action.
Speaking for the Secretary General, DiCarlo said he's concerned about possible intensification, instability in the country, the potential impact on the region, and the precedent it may set for relations between states.
In situations as confused, as complex as the one we now face, it is important to stick to principles. Respect for the UN Charter and all other applicable legal frameworks to safeguard peace and security. Respect for the principles of sovereignty, political independence, and territorial integrity of states. The prohibition of the threat or use of force. The power of the law must prevail. International law contains tools to address issues such as illicit traffic in narcotics, disputes about resources, and human rights concerns. This is the route we need to take.
The United States ambassador to the UN, Michael Waltz, defended the U.S. attack and the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, First Lady Celia Flores. He called it a surgical law enforcement operation against narco-terrorists.
Nicolas Maduro is responsible for attacks on the people of the United States, for destabilizing the Western Hemisphere, and illegitimately repressing the people of Venezuela. As Secretary Rubio has said, there is no war against Venezuela or its people. We are not occupying a country. This was a law enforcement operation.
Despite statements from UN officials that the U.S. action may have violated international law, the U.S. did have supporters on the Security Council. Argentina's delegate welcomed what he called President Donald Trump's decisive action, saying it could help end repression. The United Kingdom called Maduro's claim to power fraudulent, while Latvia's delegate said the regime's corruption, repression, and organized crime posed a threat to the region and to the world. But most members blasted the attack. Cuba's ambassador Ernesto Soberón Guzmán called the attack an imperialist and fascist aggression that seeks to revive the hegemonic ambitions outlined in the Monroe Doctrine. Venezuela's ambassador Samuel Moncada Acosta also spoke. He told the council Venezuela is the victim of these attacks because of its natural resources, chief among them oil. He told the Security Council letting the attack go without an answer would amount to normalizing the replacement of law by might.
Cuando el uso de la fuerza se emplea,
he said, when force is used to control resources, impose governments, or redesign states, we are faced with a logic that harks back to the worst practices of colonialism and neocolonialism. He said what is at stake is not only Venezuela's sovereignty, but the credibility of international law, the authority of the United Nations, and the validity of the principle that, in his words, no state can set itself up as a judge and executor of the world order. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.